This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Around 50,000 civilians trapped in the Iraqi city of Fallujah face starvation as government forces continue their assault to retake it from the so-called Islamic State militants. The grim assessment came from the Norwegian Refugee Council, an NGO that has been delivering aid to those civilians who managed to escape from the outlying areas of Fallujah before the assault commenced. Nasir Muflahi, the Norwegian Refugee Council's country director in Iraq, spoke to me earlier about the dire situation facing Fallujah's trapped civilians.
From what we understand, and this is information gained from those who have managed to escape from the surrounding area, is that the condition of people inside Fallujah, civilians, is dire. They have no food, no medicine, no clean water. I mean, people are eating or are finding stale, rotten dates. They're drying them in the sun and eating them. That's how bad the situation has got.
And do you have any idea how many are still left in the city? And is it absolutely impossible now for any further people to leave?
At the moment, as we understand it, there are no safe routes. People are escaping through water drainage systems. But there are no safe routes. And how many people? Well, the estimates are different, but we would say around 50,000 people. What we are hoping is, and I think the Iraqi government is working towards this, is that we will have corridors sooner rather than later.
And from what you've heard from those families who were able to escape from the city in recent weeks, what do they say about the morale of those people left behind?
The morale is not good. Like I said, people are drinking from tainted water systems. They're drinking from the agricultural water supply, which normally is actually tainted because they have found dead animal carcasses in those. So this is how bad the situation is.
And is it true that, do these residents say that there have been booby traps laid by the so-called Islamic State forces in and around the city, which would make any flight very dangerous?
We have heard of an instance where a father and two children was actually killed by an IED as they were trying to leave. So I would say that's a possibility. I think we need to call upon all the actors in this armed conflict to respect the international humanitarian law and allow safe passage for civilians.
And how optimistic are you that that will happen?
I'm a humanitarian, so I'm always very optimistic.
I was speaking there to Nasser Muflahi of the Norwegian Refugee Council.